Wij zijn vandaag aan dag 12 van ons bulletin over de Global Summit Flotilla. De boten zijn verzameld aan Tunis. Mensen begeven zich naar de schepen en maken zich klaar voor de start van de laatste etappe naar Gaza. We hebben gelukkig niet te melden dat Israël opnieuw een boot heeft gebombardeerd van de nacht, zoals de vorige twee nachten. Dat is van de nacht niet gebeurd. Dus wij beginnen vandaag in eerste instantie dichter bij huis. We hebben bij ons Mohammed Khatib. Welcome, Mr. Khatib. Please, a short introduction for our listeners.
Hello, thank you for inviting me to your talk. My name is Mohammed Khatib. I am a Palestinian refugee from a refugee camp called the El Helwi camp in south of Lebanon. Originally Palestinian from the north of Palestine. My family was uprooted from Palestine in 1948. I live in Belgium as part of the Palestinian community and as a political refugee. I am also the European coordinator for Samidun Solidarity Network with the Palestinian political prisoners.
Okay, and you're also active with the protests at La Bourse.
Yes, I join, as many people, the daily protest at La Bourse, for sure.
Now, we have, if I understand well, we have seen some worrying things happening at La Bourse. Is that correct?
True. Unfortunately, the violence and the repression is escalating at Bourse. We have to mention that the Bourse protest is one of the only or few Palestinian-led protests. This protest is led and organized by Palestinian youth, undocumented youth from Gaza, who still struggle for their asylum and recognition in Belgium, but they are willing and capable to mobilize and to speak out against the genocide in Palestine and against what their families are facing of this daily ethnic cleansing we see. They are being politicized, and I think this is part of their integration in the Belgian society. I think what they are doing is very important and helpful and healthy, that this youth who are integrated in the Belgian society are mobilizing with other forces from the Belgian society, that we should speak up against the genocide and our state, our country where we live in, EU, Belgium, shouldn't be complicit in the genocide. This is the only demand that this daily protest is calling for. We are not protesting at Bourse for spontaneous reasons or just out of anger. We are protesting to demand an end of this complicity, stop funding Israel, complete closure to the armed factory that run by Israeli companies in Belgium, and to stand with the Palestinian refugees who are calling for, applying for asylum in Belgium because they are running away from the war and the ethnic cleansing that clearly we have been witnessing in the past 2 years.
Yes, and now we have seen some incidents. There were some arrests.
There is several arrests and almost this arrestation on daily basis. Currently, there is three Palestinian youth between the age of 18, 19, and 20. They are being held in the detention centers in Belgium in different locations, in Zaventem and in another detention center next to Liège and so on, facing deportation from Belgium to Greece, even though they have a process of asylum. These youth are seeking protection in Belgium. They have waiting for a court decision from the CJR and so on. We are very worried about their health. We are very worried about their mental situation. Especially because those young people who have been in prison today, they are disconnected from their families in Gaza. I do believe their families as well in Gaza, they are very worried about them. Imagine a family now in Gaza facing this genocide and meanwhile know that their young son who is 18 years old being held in prison in Belgium because he is accused only for participating in the demonstration, struggling and speaking out against the genocide and the complicity in the genocide.
That is very clear. Now, what is to be done?
What is to be done is for every social forces in Belgium, for every syndicate, for every trade union, for every political party and human with consciousness, should everyone who speak against the genocide to speak clearly in solidarity with this Palestinian youth, to demand their liberation from these detention centers, to participate in the daily protest at Bourse, to raise our voices against the genocide and to put pressure on the politicians to stop being complicit in the genocide. This issue is very important, not only for the Palestinian people, but it's important for our society in Belgium. Speaking up against the genocide and against the complicity, this is because we care about our society. We want our children to grow up in a healthy society, a proud society that during a genocide time, this society and the country stood up against this aggression, was on a correct side of history, stood up with the humanity. And this is very important and crucial for our future generations, not only for the Palestinian people.
A very clear message. Thank you for your time, Mr. Khatib.
Thank you so much. And a solidarity message with the freedom fighters of the Somud Flotilla. Those people represent us, and this action represents us. And we must break the siege again on Gaza, and we should free the Palestinian youth in Gaza, and the Palestinian in Belgium has full right to mobilize against the genocide. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Voilà, en in ons bulletin van vandaag, dag 12 van de Flotilla, 11 september, hebben wij nog één stuk voor u, één bijdrage. Het is een beetje een compilatie. Er is sinds vandaag ook een nieuwe voorzitter, een nieuwe president van de Algemene Vergadering van de Verenigde Naties, zeg maar de Volkerenbond. Dat is een ex-minister uit Duitsland en zij werd daar geconfronteerd met de vraag of ze haar eerdere opmerkingen terugtrok. Haar eerdere opmerkingen ging er namelijk over dat het humanitair recht haar woest zal wezen. En ze vindt dat Israël, dat belangrijk is voor Duitsland, dat Israël zoveel mogelijk ziekenhuizen mag bombarderen. Een beetje een rare vraag. We gaan daarmee beginnen. U hoort een journalist haar vragen, do you retract that statement? Dan antwoordt ze in het Engels en voor de gemakkelijkheid is daarachter in het Duits gemonteerd hoe ze zelf zegt dat het oké is om ziekenhuizen te bombarderen en het humanitair recht dus eigenlijk woest is voor haar. Daarachter gisteren hoorde u Sheeran in het Iers parlement. We hebben een nieuw Iers-Europees parlementslid vandaag die een verhaal doet tegen Ursula von der Leyen. En dan sluiten we af met een opbeurende boodschap en dat was dan het einde van ons Flotilla bulletin van vandaag. Daarna zullen we overgaan naar de normale programmatie, maar eerst deel 3 van ons bulletin van de Flotilla. Hier gaan we.
Do you distance yourself from the statement you gave when you were foreign minister of Germany, when you condone Israel attacking civilian property, civilian hospitals, civilian schools? Do you distance yourself from that statement? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I would like to ask you, also know here that you cite correctly. There's no quotation at all from myself, not in my former part, not today. Today, I'm speaking as the president of the UN General Assembly and representing 193 member states. But again, this quote is not a quote I ever gave.
Die Selbstverteidigung bedeutet natürlich, dass man Terroristen nicht nur angreift, sondern zerstört. Deswegen habe ich so klar und deutlich gemacht, wenn Hamas-Terroristen sich hinter Menschen, hinter Schulen verschanzen, dann bekommen wir in ganz schwierige Themenbereiche rein, aber wir ducken uns davor nicht weg. Deswegen habe ich vor den Vereinten Nationen deutlich gemacht, dann können auch zivile Orte ihren Schutzstatus verlieren, weil Terroristen das missbrauchen. Dazu steht Deutschland und das bedeutet für uns Sicherheit Israels.
Like millions of others in our union, I believe in Europe. Together we believe in a Europe based on social justice, on human rights and on solidarity. A Europe that is a voice for good in the world. President von der Leyen, we do not believe in you. You bowed to Trump's bullying. You roll back on climate commitments. And for all your rhetoric, you cooperate with the far right. And while a genocide rages in Gaza and Israel rips up international law, your response is pathetic. The partial suspension of the association agreement you announced today is an insult. This is not a partial genocide. 20,000 Palestinian children are not partially dead. This is not the Europe the people of Ireland believe in. This is not the Europe they love. That Europe is one that houses its people, protects our planet, strengthens workers' rights, stands against genocide, and defends international law. President von der Leyen, Europe deserves so much better than your presence.
Thank you.
We put our hands together and make some noise.